Noongar Nyamunji man from WA. Well, I was born in the southwest region and in the south, and also up around in Perth in the city. I suppose my inspiration comes from, you know, watching my nan and my pop Len, and you know, I have other members of my family that are also artists, and just observing them is kind of gives me, you know, inspiration, and it's very prevalent in my work, you know. Mm. So yeah.
So how did you get involved with the Torch Project?
I met Kent when I was actually doing a bit of time. I made a mistake and got locked up, and so then I ran into Kent through the system of the arts department in the prison, and from the first time we met, you know, it was like I knew this guy was all about the art, you know, and there was no hidden agendas or anything, and the truth and the honesty that came from him was just, you know, so good, and I picked up on that, and I sparked up a pretty good friendship with him. And, yeah, he's helped me, he's given me, you know, plenty of support and encouragement throughout the last few years and that. And he's also, he's an inspiration himself, that guy. He goes. He's like the Everetti, you know, the Duracell bunny. Yeah. So, yeah, he's an awesome bloke.
Fantastic. He's definitely moving mountains with the work that he's doing with the project, and also supporting to bring that policy through so people can get paid inside for their work. Now, let's talk about your work. Yeah, what have you got in this exhibition with Confined 7?
I have a landscape in this year's exhibition. I've been in the last four. I've never sold anything, any of my work ever. However, this year, due to the policies and that they're being changed and whatnot, I have a piece in this year's. It's for sale. Yeah, I'm not fussed. If it sells, it sells. And if it doesn't, well, I have a really nice blank wall at home ready to hang it, you know. So, yeah, I'm not fussed.
Let's talk about the painting itself. Can you talk about the landscape and, you know, your work as a painter?
The title of the piece that I have in this year's exhibition is called Ngala Kala Buja. Now, that's Noongar for... The translation for that in English is Land of Big Fire. And it's not because, you know, bushfires or anything like that there. It's all down to, you know, how the ancestors, our ancestors used fire as a land management tool, you know, and the burn back system and all that there to regenerate and replenish the land. A lot of the native plants and that, they actually need fire to rejuvenate and stuff. And yeah, so that's all about. That's the translation of that there. It's all about it's a memory. It's a place in my mind. And that's the beauty about art too, you know, like I'm able to take an image out of my head, put it onto a canvas and share that image with everybody else, and I love that. I love to be able to do that.
Mm. Have you done any more painting? Like, were you painting inside with Kent inside, or...?
Yeah, I was, actually. I was doing... I've got plenty. I've got heaps and heaps of paintings. My house is just chock-a-block full of them. I actually haven't been doing many landscapes. I've only just, in the last couple of years... that I've started concentrating on trying to, well, just focus on landscapes alone, because I was doing a lot of dot work. But then I thought, you know, I remembered my grandmother, sitting down with my grandmother as a little fella and watching Nan painting, you know, and she used to do some really fantastic landscapes and that. And my pop Len, he also used to be a landscapist, you know, he did fantastic landscapes. And so I guess having those memories as a child, I thought, well, you know, maybe I can do the same, or at least aspire to be as good as, you know. But yeah, I don't think I'll ever be as good as them, but I'll give it a good crack, you know.
Great. Have you enjoyed being part of this process with the exhibition? Have you got plans to do more now that you've been involved with this crew?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. This year's been the first time I've actually been involved in the actual installation and all that there. And, yeah, after having that experience of setting up an exhibition from start to finish, you know, it's been fantastic, and that's a feather in my cap, you know. Now I know what actually goes into setting up an exhibition and that there, and it's a hell of a lot of work. I absolutely intend on making myself available in the future for the confines exhibitions, and also, you know, it gives me that experience that I need as an artist to set up my own exhibitions. And so, yeah, it's a feather in my cap.
Do you think that your painting, particularly doing landscapes, is also a sign of freedom when you think about, you know, the beauty of the land and its own laws and structures, you know, and the way that it is? Does that sort of help you feel more free when you talk about being guarded all the time?
Yeah, most definitely. When I was in locked up there, I used to say to some of them officers in there, you know, when they'd come in and look over my shoulder and you know, just watch me painting and stuff, and they'd be in awe of my work and stuff. But so, you know, it's a wonder you fellas haven't charged me for escape or anything. And they'd be like, well, what are you talking about? Where's the hole in the fence or whatever, you know? And they'd start looking at me strange. And I'd say, no, because, you know, every time I pick up a brush and start painting, I'm not here. I am actually in that painting. I'm in the landscape, and that freedom to be able to escape is just, yeah, it's an awesome tool, you know. And I know that I'm not the only artist within the system that's doing it, because all the fellows that are, you know, come into the art room and that, they all have that same feeling, that same sense, because, you know, we talk. And, yeah, it's an awesome outlet.